Yoredeya, Shir Yud Beis Benos Kusim, continued by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Aleph of Hey Tov Shimei, July 29th, 1985, on Monday, continued.
Was not dangerous because he was intentionally, then he wouldn't have to bring the carbon when he has two subsequent years. But as far as Kimmel of Zav is concerned, to count Zion Kimmel, so even if the initial year had been dangerous, so when there is a subsequent year, Shaloi Beines, he'll become Zavkov. He'll become it. Only the Gabi Kob. So the Rishen of Eines is not Mitzvah. But the Gabi Zion Kim, the Rishen of Eines is Mitzvah. Lori Kol, Toshi, the Shin of Eken is Lemai, Ile, Lepon, Adon, Tume, Loi, Ikre, Kam, Tore, Dole, Machmas, Ense, that's the Vaposhe, that's the Vaposhe, that Rio Shnio, if it's dangerous, so it cannot make him into his abdomen. So how can the Mishnah say only Kol and not Rutume? El Rutume. So since the same place is Rutume, and the same place is Rutume, so Rishon Am Rutume, that Rio Rishaino is the Kinesi, also means Rutume. That if it's dangerous, it's not Mitzure. With this, to the second Rio, to be become his abdomo. Me the area hope he is not his tosh. A blazer in here. Have the shish they can see in a calm that even the third year, so we have to make sure that it's not Venus. Because if it is Venus, then he is not highly calm. Nichrau de Tanakut Niat Tume Koma. So, it's much my sister explained it. That only Rabbi Lezer, while he came from Kom. So, but Tanakame, doesn't require Dikin because of form, but require Dikin because of Tume. Nichlau di Tanakame, Ipne Atume Koma. Now let's see Rashi. Beit Kinei say, Itam Beines is Itume Kala Amu Robo Mavi, in Tumasere, the Keris, the Alishnoi, and the Alcomo, what the same soul, Mahmoudin, the Alcohol, the Shlafkoi, the Lea Vishino, the Yitzka Vishapazel, the Bazar, the Hatsan Mahmoudin, the Sribo, Beit Nisi, the Bazar, the Mahmoudin, the Kitsi, the Mal Abu Tume, the Venus, the Abu Tere, the Gamre, the Lowly Kom, the Kamais, the Venus, the Star, the Shoes, the Kali Kom, the Lowly Kom, Abu Tuma, the Rabbidan, the Tuma, the Lowly Boy, the Kore kam mitzor mach mesein zei, vay mitzor im kod shi riz zi. Osh, so. So the Gemara says, oi, the kul al meli kol. But, as far as tumen is concerned, so then, if meines is mitzor, and the machlik is between the blazer and the camera is the essence from the tree. Rabbonon loy darshes. The blazer darshes. Rabbonon loy darshes. Hazot chode. Zei vitarte. Lizocho bishlishi. Akshirach mone. Posekon gimo. Thank you. Azor Ezeve. והדובו ונידושו בעזור וזה ימי לעזור חבור ומי שהניש כאן מפה מה עוד הרש? זאת חודש זו איבונת, וונדה זה ביטאות בין סקנדרי זו לעזור So, as long as there had only BS, so then the din of Zohar applies. What's the din of Zohar? By Zohar there is Alche, the Tria Bein is Lav Bein. By Kele, it doesn't make any difference. If a woman has a discharge of dam, so when he may see whether it's because of the sickness or because of the macho or the mishe or the mashke or krite, even if it's bainess goes down. So the peculiarity of the Hebe is that the tria bainess is metame. The peculiarity of the Zohar is the tria bainess is metame. Now, so it can come and says like this. Vazov is once. Ezeve twice, Lazar. As long as there haven't been more than 2 years, so he has the characteristic, the attribute of his Zohar, that the real beingness is not becoming. But then, the third one, as far as the third Ri is concerned, so that has the characteristic of the evil. So, the third the Ri'e, he is mitame even with Venus, because then it has a din of Mekeba. That's where it's going to come. Zot Chode, Zeyi Tato Lo, Kleina, Rat Kan Yish Lezim Doch, Ophi Mitame Venus, Kan Veili, Rada Yishlish Is Mekeba Oksi, Kleina Yish Lezim Mekeba, Shem Tame Venus, Yalfim Al Pirk, Yim Rio Otim Zeyi, Yim Hanam Aiso Yikom, That's Tare Kame, A pleasure of Darshan's BS. So, melee, the Possig mentions 3 years. The Azov, 1 year. S, 2 years. Zeide, 3 years. Lazoho. So, if there have been only 3 years, then they have been of Izoho. The 3 years is not the Tame. So, in other words, so melee, if the 3rd year was Beines, even though the 2nd year was Shalom Beines, but the 3rd year was Beines, some melees, not who you call, he still has the peculiarity, the characteristic of his Zohar, and by Zohar there is this special aloche, the 3 Beines is not Mitame. But then, the 4th year, so, if he already had 3 years before, so he became a Zav, not only the Gavizayi king, but even to the Brinkov. And he had to start counting Zayi king. And he started to count Zayi king, and in the midst of the Zayi king, he had the real veins. So then he has a din of Nikkei, and it's also a time. And the Tseiseya, the count of Zion King, and he has to start counting you. The abuse of Hashem is a given. That you are the end. You are the end to me. The Mechachaz is a tower to leave for it. Or we call him another way. The Mishrei כי אם נפוס את ביס חליס תרשיב המקים, כי בו הורי או מביס, אף יובי נעשי זה. רב לזה דור שעצם הזאת חודר סתר כתי יפלט, וסו סו פער יזה דינות זוכר, ותחי יובי נעשי זנת מטעמת. But the fourth year doesn't make any difference whether it's Venus or not Venus or Venus. Because he has his Ashrachim in the cave. And by Mikveh, a Riyah Beines is just as Mitame as a Riyah Shalemi. Stosh. A Pitzrachim Val is also called Bakariol. The Lomo Yotzo Hokelol of Lachno. The Hokelol, Lomo Yotzo Hokelol of Lachno. The Hokelol of Shem Mitame Beines. If the second Riyah is Beines, so it doesn't become his Abgamo to be Tome, to count Zion Kim. So Beines, Lachno Alol,
The Hokel of Shin Tambeines, the Hakmer Allah, Shreis and Ishkalamation, Omar Abune, Zay Dainel in the Bortic Shalseir, Zay Bom Saramates, not the Kisho, Sheikh Bazera Bom Sarahai, the Kisho, Zay Deir Dainel in Leven, Beitza Mazeres, Sheikh Bazera Shua, the Dainel in Leven, Beitza, Shein and Mazeres. Alright, we'll leave it here. Now tomorrow, I would like to finish up to the mission of Ankasha Mishnah.
Your day at 13th Shiva Vinos Kusim by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Beis Av Hetav Shem Mem Hei, July 30th, 1985, on Tuesday.
The Mayer de Shalitavah. So there's a machleket between the Shama and the Shira. The Shammai say, "Ma'ayin b'shalit tavlo kirekoch min ragler." That it's only mitame like rage, and that's only the avon. It's only the avon. Why would Chachamim say the atume that it should be mitame like mayonnaise? Because of the zere. Laha shibo kevin shibo. Because if it will not be mitame at all, so then people might make a mistake and say that even when she has a flow, before the expiration of 7 days, by Rebbe Zohar, before the expiration of 14 days, by Rebbe Zohar, it's all total. So because of that, the Chachamim won't miss out. Now the Rajbo, the Chidusha Rajbo, raises the question, how is it that here Bishamai say that it's Mitame Kireko Chlin Raglo, Miraboro, in other words, Mitame Lach Kilo Yovich, Miraboro, Masheikin, in respect to the Amtar Shal Mitzeras, Bishamai Amutai Aligamre, and not even the Avon, not even the Tamei Lach in the Avon. What's the difference? That's the, and the Chidusha Rashbo remains by its origin. But Hicks has explained it. Over there, so it is after, you see, here, by the English Holy Tavlo, since there was no Tfileh. So then people might make a mistake between Ahazayah and Kibbenzayah. Mashein came, so there is Isaiah. Mashein came, but Amtea shall be Zeras. So there it means Leachatvila. But she is a Mitzeras. So many people will not make a mistake between Kedemzai and Lachazai. Here we are dealing with the Eilves Shalei Tovla. So, but Lachazai. So people will not know and they'll say they'll equate it with Kedemzai. Mashiachin was there. Tamzira Shalei Tzachas means she went here after Zai. But she had Amtea. So, Mele, there is no Xer. This is what Taisa says.
That answers Rashbos Kash thesis. The Ramaskol Tamulach the Yovich Halach the Mishal Teva. So there he says the Damtaro. So he says Avoda. The Damiredesh of Tovlo the Teva Mishalo. Amr the Shama the Tamulach the Yovich. Hosom Yadet Chibich Ofu. Give me later. The Yomo Tomu Nateir. אבל הודים שעשו כמידו שהם כתבים נחל בידומו עשו לחלוי של ישראל ונמתירו של מצרש שתויר לגמרי אם לא חושב יחמיר בו כאילו בתפור קובו ידמתויר מה שאין כן תמדיר לשאול טוב לו סינס שמוזמתי דרסס יד so people might mistake it with Kedem Zan so because of that the Chachomim were these are too many that it should be Tamei Lach Goliyosh. That faces Peretz and the Chidusha and Koskash. Alright. So anyway, there is a machlekes between Bishama and Yisrael in regard to Tamir Bishama and Tov. Whether, so according to Bishama, with Rabbanon it's not Tamei altogether, I mean, the rice is not coming together, but the Rabbonon, it's in Tamei, the Reiko, and according to the Israel, it's in Tamei, the rice are like Dam, Lach Beyovich. Why? Because according to the Israel, so the Yemel is Iletol Rachmane. According to the Shammai, so the Yemel Tol Rachmane, not the Yemel is Iletol Rachmane. And then the Mishnah says, and then the Mishnah says, and maybe the Yehud to say, Shemitam Alach Yovich. So Bishama is made it to be sealed. The Yehud to say, where she did not as yet complete the count of Zion and Kir, so then she is Mitam Alach Yovich.
What happened? She gave birth while she was
in the amazing that she gave birth.
Did she count her, start her?
She started the count of Zion and Kiyum.
Okay.
But she didn't complete it yet. It was in the middle of the Zion and Kiyum. Tanya, the from the Himalayas. Omru lohem b'yisrael b'shamay. Yesterday, the sugya was not the Yiddik sugya. Not because it's needed too many times, but now it's needed to suit it. Tanya Omulem Bisil Bisham, Yatelevi Binido Shalitovlo, the Roas of Damish in Mayo. So Bisil said to Bishamai, how do you Bishamai say the Damil de Shalitovlo is toil, but don't you agree in regard to a Nido? Who already counted 7 days, but she wasn't tableless yet. And if she sees down that the dam is coming, the dam is coming. So why? Yet maybe the needle shall be toglo, the hoa so dam she may up. Omalohe, the shamai, loy mountain the needle. Shafri Toklo Bihoas of Meyo. I mean, Nido, before she counted the 7 days, so then even she goes Tile, and after Tile she has another flow, so she eats stomach. So the male naturally, so if after Tile the dam is stomach, certainly before Tile, much ancient here, after the 7 days, after the 14 days, if she had gone Tfile, so then the dam would be dam toyer. So Mele, even if she had the flow of dam before she went Tfile, so it's also toyer. Loi Martin Hidro Shafu, Toglo Biroas of Mele. Tino Bilele, she Toglo Biroas of Shiteo. Shiteo. So, in other words, and the Terence given by Bishama is very simple teretz. It's strange that the Sirah even raised that Shaila Bishama. So the Rishayim has that question.
What was his habit?
What?
What was the Sirah's habit?
And the same thing would be true even if she has a flow after 7 days. Because after 7 days, even if she went here and then she had a flow, so she would be Zabitane. The Dal came, she had Lenido. So naturally, I mean, since she, it would be Tomei even if she had a flow after here. Whether it was in the midst of the 7 days or after the 7 days. So, of course, before Tfile, it certainly done. Omulahem, so Bisil said to Bishamai, you let us be safe, Techia. She told the Biroas of Achaim, Yireteiro, Lui told the Biroas of Meo. That's what the seal said to the Shammai. So, Omulhem, who has been the Achive? In other words, so the Shammai said to the seal, we actually can do in respect to the letters be saved too. In other words, that he, she sees the, she has a flow of dam before Tfile, so then, it's not only remember the plague. So this price implies that Bishama Yachilik and Bisilel, in the case of the letters behave also, that Lutoglo Biroaso is tail. So Batnam, the Mishnah says, made the letters behave, Shinitamalach Yobesh. Loi kashu, counts yourself or counts your loisa. In other words, when the Mishnah says that the Shammai Amir to be sealed by Yeret Bizei, that if it's Hwaso, so then it's Tomei, that has reference to the case where Hwaso in the midst of the Zion came. And when the Price says, Hu Adin Bi Hu Achuve, that they are Hele can say Toer, even the case of Levi Bizei, so it is reference to the case where she had a flow of dam after the completion of the Zion Tzuvah, but before Tfile. So then it's like Tamil Beshel Tovo.
Astoria, she's Astoria.
So according to Bishama, the dam is Astoria. Beatnan, who made him. Vatanye, the letters be saved, she saw from the Ligablo, the Oaso, Holoku, the Shamay, the Toson, Ubisil, the Toson. So Vatanye is being a chus. Alright. Now, the Rashi. The letters be saved, the Yashi, the double Arachamon, the Lion, the King, the Bab, the Mate, the Mas Lady, the Oaso, Tehoi, Gitam Toyo, Bechali Tobo Vuaso Tomei, Omu Lem Bishama Yuadim, Kalina Kechadam, Omu Bielenes Muho Kreide, Shali Tobo Vuaso Teo Kachelas Bizei, Chopole Yuleide, Bishitam Kim, Shali Tobo Vuaso Teo, Kam Shisopo, Bireyoiso, Bisopo Lain Kim, Masnis Nid Bishama Kishop Yuleide, Vadayin, Loisop Rachem, Shibunikim, Vahakola, Avadadam, Yisham, Yilel, Kreye, Kreye, Kochum, Ragleo, Mein Yil, Yisheb, Shaloi, Sopo, Yichol, Ma, Shaloi, Sopo, Zobri, Vimuaso, Avi, Kreye, Kochum, Ragleo, Vilrei, Kitamalach, Yobi, Vahamide, Rechioi, Kenetiki, Anilach, Avo, Domo, Kitamalach, Yobi, Kishoba, Amide, Yalpina, Vidamide, Vatani, Vine, Chuse, Yisham, Ayishitoso, Kech, Mitar, Yilel, Kreye, Mitar, Vahaz, Kesav, Yimitar, Achmone, ומולו כל יום עם שלוש ובישיר לשיטוסון, כוסבא במותיר פרחמונה, כחיזבוי טוב לו, הבדום או תומי, כי תומס רדה, דהבי אבא תומי. Now this is a very important subject, and that's one of the basic subjects in it. Ragoma Maya Nechodi. Hateoti Mose, Beateoti Rose. Dileyoma, Shnei Mayonise. Nista Matome, Nita Hatoe, Nista Matoe, Nita Hatome. I already discussed it briefly. So, in other words, the Torah says that you let his zochor, so she's 3 or 7 days, whether she sees down or doesn't see down, even if she doesn't see down, even if it's already a beshe, without any doubt. So she's 3 or 7 days. Exactly. And the next table is 3 or 14 days. Then, by letting Zohar, that the 33 days following the 7 days, are in the Teah, any dam that she sees is Toya. And by letting the cable, the Zohar, of course, appears that any dam she sees within the 66 days, following immediately the 14 days, are in the Teah. Are in the Teah. All right. So by the letters Zohar, so the regular Gemino starts on the 41st day of the Lede, and by the letters in Kippur, the regular Gemino starts again on the 81st day as of the Lede. Now, so there's a machlekes between Rav and Lede. Between Rav and Levi. This there's a custom that the Torah says that the dam in the Teah is a just a there's a custom, but it comes from the same source. But there's a there's a custom. If it comes in the Lede, so it's Toyah, and if it comes out in the Teah, so then it's Toyah. But it comes from the same source. The same dam. It comes from the same source. That's what Rav says. Levi says no. The reason is why the Torah declares that it's dam toya, because the mitzvah is that in Yimei Teah it comes from another source. It comes from another source. So what's an afkamina? My binaya, Ike binaya should ask. Miteich Shiva leach Shiva, and Miteich Avoso leachar Avoso, and Miteich Avoyim leachar Avoyim, and Miteich Shmenim leachar Shmenim. Le Rav Reisha Likule, Reisha, in the case of Shifas, Miteich Shiva leachar Shiva, Miteich Avoso leachar Avoso. So it's Likule, Viseife. Shifas mitich avoyin lachar avoyin mitich shmeinim lachar shmeinim is the chumre uvilevi so reishe in the case of shifas mitir zayin lachar zayin mitir chidale lachar lidale so is the chumre veisinke shifas in the case of shifas mitich avoyin lachar avoyin Mitech Shmeinim, Lachar Shmeinim, so is Likud. Right. Now, let's see the Rashi. My Nechadu, Dan Abod Milei, Dan Abod Mitea, Mi My Nechadu Boyim, Hatiro Timose, Kol Shivo Lizocho, Vyadalik Mikevo, Vyatiro Timose, Achamichem, Nista Matomei Lachar Shmeinim, Nifta Hatoi, Mista matoyla hashmei v'niptachatomei harmei. L'rahav, reisha in the case where the flow starts. Let's say, at 5:30 p.m. on the seventh day, or at 5:30, assuming the shkia is at 6 p.m., and or the flow starts at 5:30 p.m. on the 14th day, and it continues into up to 7:30, the 8th day, or 7:30, the 15th day, shifas, one continuous flow. So then, so the Rav reached the shifas mitechumi tume, where its flow began, and at the end of the seventh day, and it continued into the eighth day, limitara likule. So likule. So in other words, so once the flow stops, she can go to the land, be with Teres libayo. But according to Levi, so the reason is why a flow on the eighth day, so historia, because it terminates on another source. Mashenki, here we know that it started while it was still the seventh day. So it emanated from the mind tome, and it continued into the eighth day, all from the mind tome. So Mele, she is Neo.
You don't want to say that one closed and the other ones that are open.
What did you say?
You could say one closed, one mind closed, and the other one open.
Not in the midst of flow. Not in the midst of flow. In the midst of flow, we don't say. So the Rav Reishim Shifas Yechimi Tumei Yitare Likule Uteo. And I said, the moment it stops, it doesn't even have to stop. Suppose it keeps on flowing, she can still go through it and do it as a Bible, even if it keeps on flowing. Uteo Bahor Abdoi Fosa, Duateo Tarose, the Sefer, the Shofor, Miteich Men, Leachamen, Umiteich Pei, Leachashmeini, Lechure. Because according to Rav, so, any flow she has on the 41st emanates from the same source as a flow that she has on the 40th, you see, on the 40th, on the 39th, or the 38th. But except that when it emanates on the 40th, on the 39th, or the 38th, it's Toya. When it emanates, when it comes out, on the 41st, so it's Tomei. So mainly in the case where the flow started on the 40th at 5:30 p.m. and it continued into the 41st, so mainly she's Neo. And according to Lady, she wouldn't be Neo, because then we know that it continued to flow from the Mayan Toya. You see, we say that the Shabbat Lachamem and the Pilachamim. Now, it's very important. So there is a chude in the Shalish Chudes Kasam Seifa Yeradeye, Simen Kufin Dalat, and the Meshiba has that Kasam Seifa. You should look it up. I mean, Simen Kufin Dalat, Yeradeye. So the Kasam Seifa asks a question that everybody has. What is it? There's a lady, in an obvious Mitzies. Let's observe it. Let's see it. I mean, what is it? The Chachon Achil, without knowing the Mitzies, the Achil. So let's observe it empirically. So Chassam Sefer says, Chas V'Sholem, it doesn't mean that Levi, when he says, Shnei Mayonis, so he means that the dam that comes, that emanates, the Meitea doesn't come from the water. Of course it comes from the water, from the uterus. But the Machlekes is whether it has the same cause or different cause. When a woman has a flow of dam, has a flow of dam in the 7 days or in the 14 days, and then it terminates from one cause according to me. But which has a flow of dam in the Yitaya, it terminates, of course it terminates from the Mokeh, from the uterus. But it originates in another cause. There's another seed. It's not of menstrual large. It's not the same cause as the dam that emanates in Tich Shiva or Tich Yudalgi. And the Kovitorah, it originates in the same cause. Whatever causes a flow of dam in the Yimitume causes a flow of dam in the car, except that it's just a cause. That's the matter. So in other words, according to some sefer, Yitzhibe Kufin Dalet, so the reason is why the Torah was entire dam in the Yimitaya, because it doesn't emanate from the same cause as the dam that emanates, you know, in the Yimitum, from a different cause. So, but Rav says that it emanates from the same cause. So we look from them, from this Chassam Sefer, it would be mashma that suppose a woman would have a flow of dam, and the dam, the doctors would say that the dam emanates from the mokeh, from the uterus, but it's not of menstrual life. It's not menstrual life. It's a different cause, like ovulation. Now, there are many women who bleed when they ovulate. When they ovulate, they bleed. I mean, it's not the usual situation. It's not a very usual situation. But there are many women who bleed when they ovulate. And that creates problems, because ovulation takes place about 14 days before menstruation. So if a woman would have to count Zion Chin, you know, every time she has a ovulation bleeding, so that means that the major portion of the month would be spent in counting. First, 14 days before she menstruates, so she bleeds because of the ovulation, so she has to count 7 days for that, I mean 7 days. 5 and 7, 12 days, so, and then 12 days, and then she can go to the leg, but 2 days later, no probability, she'll menstruate. So, they have a problem, these women have a problem conceiving, and many times the child is asked, you know, these, by these women. So we look, now I don't want that I should be close, because so we look, according to the Shaila is, does a woman become a nidah when she has ovulation bleeding? Now, I asked a number of doctors, obstetricians, is ovulation bleeding due to the same cause as menstrual bleeding or a different cause? So the answer given by all the doctors is, not only it's not the same cause, it's just the reverse of menstrual bleeding. Because menstrual bleeding takes place as a result of an egg cell that was ready to be fertilized, and it's not fertilized. It's not fertilized. And the relation within is a result of the fact that the XL is available for fertilization. So it's just the opposite. This is how the doctors explain it. So one could argue, now I haven't inquired how Rabboni passed in respect of religion, but I pass, I mean that a woman who has a relation meaning has to count Zionichi, without any question. But one could argue that according to the Chassam Sefer's oneness, he says that the machleket between Rav and Levi, whether it's my Necho or Shema Yonis, is not whether it emanates from the Mokka or not. Of course it emanates from the Mokka, that's what it says. But the Shaila is whether whether it originates in the same cause or in a different cause. So Levi says it originates in a different cause, and that's why it's Torah, and Rav says it originates in the same cause. So why is it Torah? It's just a cause. But, so the implication is that if Rav had agreed with Levi and Mitzias that it originates in a different cause, so then he would agree with Levi, except that he is highly in respect of Mitzias. And we pass like Rav. So there the Mitzias is, it originates in the same cause. And the reason as to why it's Torah, because of the Zakosu. So merely in the case of Shifas, it's also Torah in the case of Shifas. But Levi, he says that the reason as to why it's Torah is because it originates in a different cause, and that's why it's Torah. So mele, in the case of Shifas, where it originates in the same cause as the mele of Tumas Leye, so mele, then it's Torah. Don't stop it. But the common denominator between Rav and Levi is that if it originates in a different cause, then it should be Torah. Now, if Galatian being originates in a different cause, it is just the reverse of the cause of menstrual bleeding, so maybe she should be tailored. That's how it found. But then, I don't think that this is the pshat and the machlokes between Rav and Levi. Because, of course, the Chassam Sefer makes it less difficult. If we were to assume that according to Levi, it doesn't emanate from the Mokeya, so then it's very strange. What is it? I mean, there is such a divergence between Rav and Levi in respect to that, the Mitzias, whether the Mitzias is that it comes out from the Mokeya or it doesn't come out from the Mokeya. I mean, that's very strange. According to some things there, they both agree that it comes out from the Mokeya. But the machlokes is whether it originates in the same cause as the Yimei Tumas Leide or in a different cause. But still it's a machlokes in Mitzias, and it's a little strange that the Achilik in the Mitzias. Alright, so mele, there is a slight difficulty in the Chassam Sefer's pshat. But I think that there is another pshat in the world.
What is it?
One second. Let me finish. That there is no machlekes in Mitzias. The Mitzias is that you made to Maslade it originates in one cause, the bleeding. And any bleeding that takes place in the Mitea originates in another cause, because after all, in the Mitea, so it's already removed from the lady by number of days. So when she bleeds in the Mitea, so then it originates in another cause. And that's the reason as to why, according to Levi, so it's Torah, because it doesn't originate in the same cause, it originates in another cause. So that's the Mitzias, the way Levi says. And Rav is made that this is the Mitzias. So why does Rav say my nechor? So that's the machlokes. And that child, I raised the child in connection with the relation reading, whether she is a nido or she is not nido. So it's possible that whether ovulation really makes her a nido or doesn't make her a nido. Now what's ovulation really? The dam comes out from the rocket, just like men. It's considered the same mind, ultimately. Without the Zerzakosu, we should say it's a mind, even though it emanates from a different cause. Because after all, it emanates from the same place. From the same place. The blood, the menstrual blood, comes out from the walls of the uterus. It's called endometrium. So it emanates from the walls of the uterus. Now, no one should make a mistake. I mean, that would be a very unfortunate mistake. Yeah, because Gemara mentions the dam comes in Asdodi. So it should not, no one should make a mistake that in Asdodi means the wall of the uterus. You might find it in certain Shinchinos, I mean, translations, the wall of the uterus, but that's a mistake. The wall of the uterus, that's the Mokar itself. And menstrual dam comes out from the walls of the uterus, not from the inside of the uterus, but from the walls of the uterus. But Nazodi means the Beisachite. It means the vaginal canal. I mean, before the uterus. That's when Mora says Nazodi, it means Nadamoke. But when doctors say, medical books say the walls of the uterus, that means the walls of the uterus itself. So, in other words, so it's possible that that's the machlekes between Rav and Levi. Rav says the mitzias is, as Levi says, according to some Zeta, that Dantea comes out from the water. From the same place as the window, from the walls of the uterus, from the endometrium, it comes out. But it originates in a different cause. In a different cause. So Rav says, my method. As long as it comes out from the same place as the window, so mainly it's the same aisle. The same aisle. The cause doesn't matter. The cause does not matter. But the cause doesn't matter. And the lady said, so why the Torah? So it should be tamed. So Rav says, I mean, it should be tamed. And if there hadn't been a Zerzakosu, that it's Torah, it would be tamed. Because it is tamed. The cause doesn't matter. The important thing is the fact from which it comes out. From the moke, as long as it comes out from the moke. And the lady says, she knows, no. That if it originates in a different cause than the cause of the humiliated bleeding, menstrual bleeding, some male it's considered the mind toy. It's considered mind toy, even though it comes out from the same place. I say, and that's the reason as why the Torah said that it's right. So melee, suppose we know that it originates in the same cause as the dam in the Himalaya, so then it is stomach, that she passed. Alright. Then it is stomach. Alright. Now there's the chat. So melee, now if we explain the machleke between Adam and Levi, not only as a machlekes and mitzias, whether it originates in a different cause or in the same cause. They both agree that the Dhammitaya originates in a different cause, but Rav holds that it is still Dhammida, except that there is exhaustion that is going. So mainly in the case of Shifas, where it manish emanates from the same cause, so it's also Torah. And lady holds, no, it emanates from a different cause, so then it's Torah, yeah? So then it has to be Torah. Some melee, it will follow that in the case of Shifas, it's also Torah. Because in the case of Shifas, so it's Torah. The Shifas Mutir Zayin Le'acha Zayin. So it's Torah. Now, we pass like Rav, that's my Necho. That means that even though it emanates from a different cause, it still should be considered mine to make, but except that here there is a Yosakosuf, that it's Toya. So that Yosakosuf is respecting the Teya, but we do not have a Yosakosuf in respect to regulation we need, so the regulation should be Toya. Because all the deal is mine now. As long as it comes out from the moth. As long as it comes out from the moth. That the Mishnah is reference to the case where she is not Shifas. In other words, before the termination of the image to Maslade, so the flow subsided, and then the flow started again. So, we shall be around your mind, Echadu, we shall walk on Tamilach, the other. So you understand, the Silas, L.A., the Omash, the Mayone, say, am I the Tamilach, the other? It comes out from another man, from a man in Torah. From a man in Torah. Allah, how can I ask him if he passed? That when I be still in the Tame, that my Yiddish are the top law, lack the obeys, only in the case of Shifas, where the flow started, let's say, at 5:30 p.m. on a certain day, and it continued into the eighth day, up to 7:30 p.m. So melee, so we know that it came out, it emanated from the mind of me. That's why Bisilal say it's the Tamil last year. In Shiraz, like Tamil Shiraz, so why did the Shammai say the story? After all, according to Lady, that the reason is why the Dam they are historically because it emanates from the mind tome. But here it started from the mind tome, it continued from the same mind. By Tami Bishamai. Kesava Bishamai, my Nehru. So, it's a remarkable thing. According to a lady who says Shema Yomis, so only a little bit Sila lady says Shema Yomis. But Bishamai, lady agrees. Hold, that's my name. It's my name. Be shlemer lady, how you be keeping the shaman of the sila, el rav my behind. So according to lady, that's the machlekes, in the longest between the shaman and the sila. The shaman hold my nechot, the shaman hold Bishamai hold Malinahot. So Mele, even in the case of Shifas, so when we know that it emanates from the same iron as the dam that emanated in the 7 days of the English Masquerade, so still any type of dam that comes out in the 8 days, even though it comes out from the same source as the dam that emanated on the 7 day, so is toil, because it's just a possible. Ateoti nosim, ateoti osim. And the Silel hold, no, the reason is why the Meitea, the dam is toil, is because it emanates from another mayon. But here it emanates with the Hemshech of the flow that started from the mind totally. Some mele, it is mutame. What's the machlokes between the shama and the seal? Ike binaye, yeinu utfile. And as long as the Yimei Tumas Lede expired, some Mele, any dam that comes out after that, at the expiration of the Yimei Tumas Lede, destroy it. And Uvisil Savre, Yimei Uvisil. Now let's see the Rashi. Die Schaum die Führer, die Bissier schnell an uns sind. Wie hei, mach ihm die Posa, mehr oder nicht mehr. Und die Schaum ein, mein Nechadu, wie hat er und die Rose, ja, verschwein. Er und die Rab, wie haben wir mein Nechadu, die Bissier, keine Kavos, Maike, Kleima, but my common figure, my tiny silly tummy, the Enu Tfile, Loishne Shifas, Loishne Pisekes, Coles Mancha Litoglo, have a domo tome in a dog's farm. Alright. Toshma. That the Mishnah, when it says the male and the male should be tamalachim of him, has reference to the case of Poskol. So Mishnah in the Rabbo Mai Echadu Mishmoche in tamalachim of him. Elay Domashim Ayonet say. So it's like Dam from the Chemken. It's not Dam Tomei. Whatever the Shati. So, it's not Dam Tomei. So why is Bishamayi maybe that it's something? Bishlim Rabbi Mani Nachod and Mishulach and Tamalach Yodesh. And Lady Domash Mayodesh says, says Dam Toya like Dam from the Chaitem. Amani Tamalach Yodesh. Amalach. Or Hanami Mishitas. When is Bishamayi maybe? When is Bishama made that it's coming, let it be saved, if it pass. In other words, it started before the Yimitea, and it continued in Yimitea. So they will know that it emanates from the Mayim Tomei. Whatever the pshat is, so the Mele, that's why they are made. If she has the mind, the Bishama, after God becomes the Bishama, my Nehod, who be able to laugh money, Hanum will be able to create it, the Shimuyame, Avon able to say, the boy is here, so Lord. ומאי ניל בזהי שניתמון ואיקים איקי שובים לידוסו ולסוף רחם גם איקים וכסורות דיידו הוכן עמדי פוסקו אחר שעני und schmochen mit Tamei, in Mayon, Tome Yosu, Vati Ome Tirose, Architeci, Vaini Kim, Kidim Zabo, Amai Tomo, Dom Nopito Yobo, Vari Hu, Kidama Kikoso, Reiko, Shemi Tamu Lach, Nishumai Nazo, Dom Yobit, Nishama Yitz, Tom Amai Nechadu, Umitaro, Dile, Estrelite, אחד אם לא שום יד, אם איתו אחר, יסתביל בזה, ואשמיר ניתם, דהם מילה ידע בדמתי הקורת משם הילך אם לא ידע לדעת, אבל בזה היא דיבה יסבורים, כל זמן שהם נסוף פה, הבדומו כדם ידע, דום אחד מה הם עושה, ביתי או ביתי עושה עד שתיקסטר, כי בפי יחד איתו רחה אחר לכלון, Toshma, Boso Tikmo. Tabeir Bnei Yisrael Eimet Isho Kisavriya Viyodo Zoha Vitomo Shivas Yomim Kimei Midas Bnei Sotit Bnei Sotitmo Lirabi Zit Beel Lirabi Nido Yisrael Sotome Shiva Yomim Tikmo l'rabi salos. Even though it says yomim, but really the same thing. Tikmo l'rabi is the letters b'zei shetsiko shetenshi shiko yomim ki yomim ki v'zei tikmo koli seyo. This is the purpose. Davu l'nich davu t'yir zan yomim. זה דיפור של הפשט. תביא לנו ישראל אינו, מי שבשעשייה ולא הוא זוכר, Because she was young, period. Why can we read as days of it? Why can we read as days of it? So that's the user. So the consejo da mulher que meio já é homem, que nem nido, triste, e rabi se mitamo as veia lo que nido, o rabi se saiu lo que homem, lo tinha de homem que nido. So, en rabi se não era dizer, em se tricho, se tem que ir, se do homem em que, bicho, em le rabo, mai em echado, em se morre pai, se do homem em que, because in the midst of Zion King, if a woman has a real dampane, so it says of me, hello lady, Yoma Shimayone say, Lomo Vishivo. But, so it's a Mayan Torah, so it's not dampane, so why should we say it's there? Bimashu Sagi. But the only thing that is necessary is that there should be a pause, there should be a stop in the flow. And then, if there is any stop in the flow, and then it starts to flow again in the Yimikaya, so it's like down from the Chendem. So it shouldn't be saying there. Bimashu Sagi. So the Gemara says, Hoche koma, tzlicho she tipsik mashu she yalu lo shivan ki. Shalom she ki. In other words, but in the case where in the midst of the Zion ki, and that was on the seventh day, or on the 14th day, so the flow started and didn't stop before the expiration of the seventh day, before the expiration of the 14th day, so then she has, and it continued into the 8th day, so she has start counting Zion Kim 17 days in. That's the pshat. She tzricho she tzricho she in Yom Kim. But in Hanama, according to Levi, suppose a letter is dissent. So she started to count Zion Kim, let's say, on the fifth day, so she counted the fifth, the sixth, the seventh day, and she counted fifth and the sixth and the seventh day, and then at night in the eighth day the flow started, so. Even it continued for several days, so they can be considered in Zion Kim, because the flow is like a flow of Dam from the Chayde. Oh, come on. Sliwa she kitsik mashu, she yawo, she in Kim. Now you're asked. So why does the price say it has to be clean days, even if she has a flow in the Yimikaya? So it's like a flow from the Chayim. She keeps it much. Laha shwai. In Kiva. Did is a shwai. La pepsiki. The thing that is there is the way of is a shwai. Hosa atomi in the Pasea. Toshma. You may bugo illo, you may in the Kosa. Then in the Kosa illo, you may bugo. Now, there are certain notion, certain women who are in Shalokis Dam, who normally don't have a menstrual flow. embarrassed, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, even though sometimes a pregnant woman has its lower tongue, but that's not usual. Or a nursing woman, many times, have its lower tongue, but that's not usual. Some male, Mubares, Minekes, Ktano, a girl before she reached puberty, usually does not have dam. She's also misalekes dam. Or a skeno after menopause. So then she's not the cheskas to have dam. So there are four groups of women who are the cheskas misalekes dam. Now, there is a machlekes between the first mission, immediately. Turn to the first mission immediately. Shama Emrim, Kol Anoshim Gaim Shaitan. Hilo Emrim, Yitkina Litkide, Vafil Yom Haram. Vachachonim Emrim, Loiki Yivrize, Veloiki Yivrize. Elomei Shreis Nimaetes, Adyad, Yitkina Litkide. Yitkina Litkide, Nimaetes, Adyad, Mei Shreis. Suppose a woman has a flaw. So, as far as Lisa Bailey is concerned, so you're not chesishim achreya. Maybe she had a discharge of dam, and the dam came out from the uterus into the sachitzim. Let's say long before, you're not chesish, because we are lying chazor. So, and since she had a status quo of Teirot, so we assume that until the dam came outside, so she was Teirot. And when did the discharge from the uterus take place? Only now. That's in respect to Bible. So we are not chesed in our faith, because we rely on Chazok and Mikore. She had a cheskas Teirot. So we say that the cheskas Teirot continued until now. How about Taras? So Midrabon, of course, Midrabon said there is no distinction between Bailo and Taras. So just as you rely on Chazoke in regard to Bailo, we rely Midrabon said on Chazoke in regard to Taras. What Midrabon? So Bishamayimi are called Anoshim Bayushai. That if, let's say, a woman had a flow, let's say, on Tuesday, she had a flow on Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning, and Monday, so she handled all kinds of taras, fullness. She touched this kicker of Tumet, that kicker of Tumet, she handled Paris Monday. So we do not have to be chesed. Maybe the discharge from the uterus took place the day before, but now it came outside and contaminated Paris. Dayoshaiva. So just as in the Raise, we rely on Chazoke, so we don't rely on Chazoke, even we got time. That champ, now usually when there is a machlekes between the Sham and the Hillel, so Shammai is the machlir and Hillel is the maker. Here it is just the reverse. I mean that Shammai is the maker, he says I am Shaiva. We don't have to contaminate all Tyrus, she handled on Monday. And Hillel is the machlir. He says, Lipkina. In other words, if she made it, Dika, let's say, she had the flow Tuesday morning at 7 a.m. And then the less Dika she made on Sunday morning at 7 a.m. So according to Hillel, all the tires she handled between 7 a.m. Sunday and 7 a.m. Tuesday within the 48 hours prior are contaminated. for the Achilles. Maybe 1 minute after she finished making the pike, on Sunday there was a discharge of a tipas dam from the uterus into the Achilles, and it came out only now, 2 days later, the spasm. So he says, you feel it here. The Achilles don't have it, even if it is more than 25. The Chacholim Emri, loiki divrize, loiki divrize. Elomei Yisraelis nimaetes avya mipkida lipkide, mipkida lipkide nimaetes avya b'Yisraelis. In other words, because why are we mitamei only the tyres, the women handle within the 24 hours prior to the flow? Why? That's the Rabbah. Because Midrash says, it's the Moshe. Either we are Heshish, the Mafreya, up to the last moment, the earliest moment, 1 moment after the last decay, or we are not Heshish, we are not Mitame, Tyrus, altogether. But Midrash says, so everybody agrees that we rely on Chazak, that he's Zayin Shai. But Midrabono, the Gavitayres, we are Machmir. So the Chachomim are not so Machmir as Hillel himself. Hillel himself is Mitamei old Tares, she handled in Afreya, even more than 24 hours prior to the flow of Dam. And the Chachomim is only Mitamei Tares, she handled within the 24 hours prior. So in other words, if she had a flow at 7 a.m. Tuesday, so all the Tara she handled since 7 a.m. Monday until 7 a.m. Tuesday, I can tell you, I'll tell you. But the Tara she handled Sunday night, so there, even though she handled it after the PDK, 7 a.m. on Sunday, so that is not Tomei. So that's what he says. Elomei Yisraelis Nimaetes Avya Mipkida Lipkide, Mipkida Lipkide Nimaetes Avya Yisraelis. Now how do we pass? We pass neither like Shammai, neither like Hillel, but like a Chacham. So when a woman has a period and she handles Tyres within the 24 hours prior, so all the Tyres she handled within the 24 hours prior, I'll come. Mr. Rabbah. Now, so then, there are certain noshim who are the cheskas mitzvotis dam. Who are the noshim? Muberes, a pregnant woman, a nekes, a nursing woman, ktano, a little girl, before she reached puberty, and Tzkeino, a woman after menopause. So they are the Cheskas Mitzvotis Dam. So the halacha is, Toshma, Yimei Vuro Eilin Lo Yimei Mikoso, Yimei Mikoso Eilin Lo Yimei Vuro. Now, so there is a machlekes anoi between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah, in the first parish meeting. Now, so, like this, we pass in, like Chacham, that it's Mitamei, it's Mitamei Meisraelis, all the Tares, the woman handled, within the 24 hours prior, Atomet, but a nekes and muberes, since she's the cheskas, is like a dam, because usually she doesn't have the period, a nekes or a muberes. So mele, like a these women, even the chachomim, are made it, that is Zayashai. Even Hillel and the chachomim are made it, that is Zayashai, and she is not mitamei all the tares, we are not mitamei all the tares she handled within the 24 hours prior, because she has control of his dam. Now, all Tanoim agree that the Nekes and Muberes, so is Dayashai, is not becoming the Tares she handled within the 24 hours prior. But there is a machlokes between Rabbeisi and Rameya in the Mishneh. What kind of nekes and mulberes is Dayashan? Rameya says, any nekes, any mulberes is Dayashan. Rabbeisi in the Mishneh says, only a nekes or a mulberes that had three anus. Three anus means each anus of 30 days. Three anus devoid of doubt. In other words, if a woman is pregnant and 90 days have elapsed in her state of pregnancy without her having the period, and then after not having the period for 90 days, she had the period, so she's not becoming the Taras she handled within the 24 hours prior. But suppose she has been Mubaras, or she has been Nekes, but she just had been devoid of doubt for 60 days, for 80 days, not 90 days. And then, 80 days later, as of the previous period, she again has the period. So then she is mitame all the taras she handled within the 24 hours trial. That's the case in the Mishnah, in the first period meeting. Rabbeya is heard. Rabbeya says that any mulberes, any nekes, even if she didn't have a hepsek of having the period for 90 days, three anus bains, you know. An anus bains means a period of 30 days. I mean, because the average woman has a period every 30th day. So that's why a period of 30 days is called the anus bains. An average anus. An average anus. That's right. So, Rabbeya says that any nekes, any mubaras, even if she didn't even if she hasn't been devoid of a period for 90 days, so when she does have a period, so it's dayashan. Now, Rabbeisi, in which he is, that in order to apply the aloha of dayashaito to nekes and mubaras, there are two prerequisites. First, she should have the status of nekes and the status of mubaras. Secondly, that she should have a hefsek of 90 days, of three anus bains. So, he says that the 90 days can be tzurek from the number of days in the state of pregnancy and the number of days in the state of nekes. So,
who said that?
Rabbeisi. So the meivuvo elulo lemei mikosa. The mei mikosa elulo lemei buvo. Kate. The psiko shtayim the mei buvo. 60 days while she was pregnant, she didn't have the period. And then she gave birth and she became a nekes. And then, in the state of Menekes for 30 days, after a lady, she didn't have a period either. So we had a seal for 90 days. But 90 days are not of one state. 60 days in the state of Ibo, of Hepsek down, and 30 days in the state of Menekes. Or Stein de Munikoso, the Achas Meibur, or Achasu Merzu Meibur, the Achasu Merzu de Munikoso, Eilu Loli Dimlaidis. So it is so. Alright. Now let's see the Rashi piece. In this Gemara, it's important to see the Rashi piece. The Meibur, Eilu Loli, the Italian, you know, Muberes and Miko Shop or Gimlanates, the Roasso Dio Shaito. אלו לא, כלים המצטעות מיני מיקוסו, כי גנאוי שומי מיקו, וישחילו ליפסייג, and she stopped seeing down. She didn't have a period. וניסה בו, וישלימו גלוי נאיז, מצטעותי יניבו עולים מיקוסו. So that will be more. So this line, Lirav, the other mind, Echadu, Yitzhi Moche, Boyeheps, Sholiteks. So we see from the Krishna that according to Rabbi Yezi, there has to be a cessation of Dham for 9 days. For 9 days. El Levi, the Oma. So according to Rav, we understand as to why there has to be a cessation of doubt, total cessation of doubt, for 90 days. But if there is a cessation of doubt only for 60 days, not 90 days, so then we don't see the Aishan.
Why?
Because if she saw doubt, she had a flow of doubt after she gave birth to the child. So Mele, even though the flow of Dham was in the Unitea, but it's still a Mayan Tomei, except that the Torah was entire. But insofar as giving her a Chazoke of Nusrekes Dham is concerned, so that depends upon the Mitzias. And the Mitzias, the Dham that the flow of the Tomeis in the Unitea, so it's the same as the Dham is Meitume. So Meile, she's not the Cheskas, she's not the Dham, unless there was a total cessation of Dham. She didn't have a flow of Dham. But according to Levi, so why does Rabbi Yezi say only if there was a let's say 90 days, the completion, 30 days, 30 days in the state of Minukoso, but in the state of Minukoso, that's really chaos. Because 60 days she had a cessation of Dham in the state of Ibu. Then she gave birth to a child. And then the Rabbi Yezi says, if she had a cessation of Dham for 30 days after she gave birth to the child, so then she's the Cheskas Mishlekes Dham, and if after 90 days she has the period, so is Ayashai. But suppose she doesn't have a cessation of Dham for the 30 days after the Lady, over and above the cessation of Dham of the 60 days, we may bore, so then she's not the Cheskas Mishlekes Dham. According to Rabbi, understand it. But according to Levi, even if she doesn't have a cessation of Dham in the 30 days after a day, so she has a flow of Dham, she has a continuous flow of Dham in the media. But that's like Dham from the nose. So she should still be considered the Cheskas of like Dham. That's the Gemara's question. But if she doesn't have the cessation of Dham in the 30 days after Lede to be mitzvah after the 60 days of the Ibu, so then she's not the Cheskas like a Dham, because she had Dham coming from the same source. But El Lady, the Omar Shri Mayone say, long we have sexual shavings, the Mashi Sage, as long as the Dham stops, the Mashi Sage. So, let me ask, be Shleine, we have the Mamayin Echadu, Mishmoche, Mu Beres, Shisil Hatsik Yodot, Shisil Hashem Yimoenis, Shalim Tirach Alei Dekum, וגם לידי לא נעציק לשולשים, כי בעצינו מפרקמה דם ללחוב, וגם לידי לחוב, אבל אחר לידי, יחזויות, לא ישרים עובדו לידי, ומכמה מישראלים שהם דומה למסורכים, של מסורכים. So in other words, so why does Abdesi say that she's only the Cheskot Mishlekes Dam, Mele, it's Daya Shaito, only if she had this ascension of Dam in the 30 days after, in the 30 days after the Lady, but if she had Dam in the 30 days, then we don't see Daya Shaito, but according to Lady, even if she had a flow of that, let's say, starting day, the ninth day, the tenth day, and the 11th day, and then the 12th day, up to the end of the 30th day, she had a flow of that. So that's done from another source. So she should still be considered to have had a cessation of doubt, because it comes from another source, from another cause. Oh. So Bimashasa. Now again, the Rashi is very important, because there is a Kasha by Rabbi Gleyer. So in order to understand the Kasha, we have to go over very carefully the Rashi again. So Bishleinu le Rav,